This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour as well, which is going to take place this Wednesday night at the Fuel Cafe. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing well. So I'm watching over the weekend. And I don't know if you caught this or not, but it was the ESPN show last night. I'm watching the NBA breakdown, and they're talking about, well, the Bucks now have the target on their back. Well, the Bucks, could they be running out of gas? Well, they're winning, but they're winning by, you know, a smaller margin, and on and on and on. So give me your thoughts as the Bucks come towards the end of this season and they still have the best record in the NBA.
The Bucks are slowing down.
Yeah.
No, I think you're right, though. We've heard that. To me, it's a little bit of comedy because they played so well and have played so well up to All-Star break that everybody was – there was almost – it created a concern that I don't know that we've felt for a long time, where it was like, have they played too well? Can they maintain this? Are they able to do this going forward? But really, if you look at it, the minutes have been good. They've done it with depth. A lot of guys have stepped up and played well, and – you know, I just think that the concerns for it burning out or something like that are kind of crazy to me based on the moves that have been made at the trade deadline and now signing Gasol just to add a little bit of depth and experience. So, you know, I think it's about time that they do have a target on their back, but they showed, if anything, I think in Utah, how hard it is to beat this team even when they're missing a couple guys and even on a back-to-back. So, in my mind, this team is as hard to beat as anybody in the league.
Now you got Bledsoe. We were talking about this a little earlier. Bledsoe signs for less money, basically, to stay here. Give me your thoughts on if there is, as a guy that's been in a locker room and knows what it is for guys with contracts, is there a trickle-down effect? Do we see Brogdon? Do we see Chris Middleton? Do we see Giannis? Do we see these guys say, well, you know what, we'll take some less money if we can keep the band back together? I keep going back to when you and I talked to George Hill, and George Hill said, we're not recruiting for free agents because we believe we've got guys in this locker room that want to be here and want to win. So do guys overall take less money to stay with Milwaukee because of the good situation, or do you say, what Bledsoe did is an aberration, everybody else is still going to go out and get theirs?
No, I think it's very real. I think that if you see a guy say, I'm not taking less money, I'm going to get paid every dime I can get, I think that has the same impact as a guy saying, hey, I'll take a little bit less because I want to be here. But I think really what that speaks to me so loudly is the fact that they're probably, like you're saying, have been conversations among those guys. George Hill, like you said, said it on the radio show the other day. He said, we want to be here. Guys want to be here. They want to be in Milwaukee. And Giannis, yes, he has that aura, that power. There are not a lot of guys, even among the stars. I think most people that are basketball fans, they know the stars that guys want to play with and the stars that guys don't. And so I think if you're in a place where you're playing really well, where you're valued, where you enjoy waking up every single day, playing your game every other day for 8, 9 months, however long it is, there's a lot of power, a lot of value in that. And I think Bledsoe, I think, is the first piece of that to show, I like it here. We are winning. We can do it for a long time. And, yeah, I'm willing to take less. And that absolutely sends a message, I think, you know, going into this offseason.
Utah's a pretty good team. The other night we saw on the back-to-back, they basically didn't have their front court. They had some other, you know, coming off of that hard-fought game against the Lakers. And I get why people may say, well, they barely beat the Lakers. They get beat by Utah. Okay, maybe. But how tough is it to go undefeated, specifically on a West Coast road trip?
It's tough. Look, the hours are off. There's a back-to-back, like you said, thrown in here. Playing in Utah, whether it's a back-to-back or not, is always tough with the elevation, and their fans are big time, and Utah's a very good team. But I mean, I just think you look at this run, right, from All-Star break on, right, they've not lost until they lost to Utah. They go on the road, they win. They come out All-Star break, they win. They're playing teams like Boston. They're playing, like you said, LeBron the other night, and they do a good job. And, yes, they're supposed to beat those guys, but then they go to Utah and it's a back-to-back. That is absolutely a tough game and a game I think you look at as what we call in the NBA sometimes a schedule loss, where it's a back-to-back. You get in at 3 or 4, you're resting some guys, and you go, well, bummer, we're probably not going to win this game. The Bucks were up 17 in the fourth quarter. In a game that I would say, if you looked at it at the start of the year, was a schedule loss. They didn't win. Major bummer, but I really do think the thing you take away from that is it's really, really hard to beat the Bucks. And going into the playoffs, you got to beat this team 4 times in 7 games. That Utah game, to me, screamed that. It's hard to beat them even without a couple guys, even on the road, even on a back-to-back. So that's what I saw in that game.
Last Wednesday against Sacramento, we know that they were guarding some of the minutes for Giannis after Chicago, and he played in that Sacramento game, played 24 minutes, which was a little bit different because we see him usually play more minutes. And towards the end, I don't know what it was. Some people were speculating. I, too, thought maybe he might have been a little bit sick, might not have felt well. He was kind of wincing, gasping a little bit. Is there any reason to be concerned about either the knees or about Giannis at this point at all?
You mean after his 43 points in Utah?
That's what I'm saying. See, I thought to myself, well, that, you know, maybe he might have, I don't know, maybe that might have been more to the knees than maybe what we were led to believe. And I thought, just by the way I saw him leaning over and kind of gasping at the end of that game, maybe he just didn't feel that good. And that you just move on. I don't know. I don't know what to make of it because he did not give us the normal Giannis game against Sacramento, but he comes back and he's just gangbusters coming out of a back-to-back. You know what I mean?
No, I do for sure. I also think it does show. I think too, back to, you know, like growing up a Brett Favre fan, and it's like if for any reason he wasn't in there for one play, or if for any reason he had a little limp and you thought he might not play, it was like, well, he's played the last 16 years straight. Like, he's not going to miss a game, and he's not going to have a bad performance. And I think Giannis, he has created this expectation, and it's what he wants. I mean, it's who he is. He puts it out there every night. I've said it before that Milwaukee fans, we are so lucky to get to watch a guy. The closest guy I've been around in terms of bringing it every night and just being a dog, and it's just out there working every night, is like a Russell Westbrook. You know, if you go to the game, Russell Westbrook's on the court, you are going to see 1,000%. I think Giannis is that same way. And so, you know, every once in a while when there's a down performance or one that doesn't look great, I just like you're saying, you go, is something wrong? Oh, my gosh. But really, I guess it's him showing a little bit of that human being side of him that we don't get to see. He's such a machine and just such a worker.
I'm talking with Steve Novak, by the way, the Bucks television analyst, Fox Sports Wisconsin. What is, because Malcolm Brogdon, as Joe had pointed out, when you start to get into some of the numbers, he's having a really solid season, and a season that maybe many did not expect, many that I didn't expect. What is his value, do you think? Because he's going to be coming up for a deal, and I think there's an importance to sign, obviously, Chris Middleton, but there might be a larger importance to sign Malcolm Brogdon. And he's, you know, his legitimate offer is $3 million, but we all know he's going to make a lot more than that. Are we talking about a guy that's going to go upwards of $15 million there, Steve?
Oh, I think so. Yeah. I mean, I think that, and he'd be worth every penny, in my opinion, I think, because, you know, he's a guy who, the 36th pick in the draft, he's a second-round guy. But, he's just shown he's so much more than that. He's consistency. He's been defense. He's been the Rookie of the Year. I mean, and you look at what this guy does at the end of games, and I think, I mean, he's, like you said, been consistent all year and put up good numbers all year and been fantastic. But if nothing else, this guy in at the end of games has been, it seems like he makes every single shot he takes under 2 minutes. And it's been for the last few years. It's not like just in this last, you know, couple weeks or something like that. He is a closer. He has this consistency about the way he plays that I think guys like being on the court with him. He's high IQ. He knows when to shoot it, when to drive it, when how to get guys the ball. And so I think on a team where you have a guy like Giannis, who is the go-to guy, having a guy like Malcolm, who can also get guys the ball in the right spot and get in that paint, I mean, he's showing that he's a big-time player in this league, and he's going to be for a long time.
What does Pau Gasol add to this team? Because it looks like he really wanted to become part of the Milwaukee Bucks.
That's the part I love, is that during this time when it's a buyout market, there's guys going, I want to be in Milwaukee, and I think that's what you saw Pau do, take $2.5 million less to come to Milwaukee and to know that he has a chance to win a ring. So he brings experience, brings championships, and more depth than another guy who's a seven-footer. I mean, it's pretty unbelievable.
Then you've got Mirotić, who we were waiting to kind of see what he was going to bring to this team after the All-Star break, because they did the right thing in letting him sit. Boy, he's been a breath of fresh air, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has. He's fit right in. I think he came in what I was actually a little worried about, maybe being a little rusty after being hurt and stuff, but he just showed he came in and with fresh legs. And I think you look at the moves John Horst has made, and this one, just another big-time move. He fits right in, and I think this you're seeing a little bit of John Horst's brainchild. I mean, I think that having these seven-footers that can stretch the floor and complement, you know, the guard pieces is right on point. It's working.
I know coming out of the back-to-back, Giannis played in both games. They have Phoenix coming up, but with a couple of days off and then Indiana coming up on Thursday, my assumption is Giannis plays tonight, has the 2 days off to kind of rest, relax, take it easy before you get into a more rigorous schedule. Or do you just watch his minutes again tonight, maybe in an easy blow? You hope there's an easy blowout win against Phoenix, but Phoenix just knocked out the Lakers, who the Bucks had somewhat struggled with. So who knows? But do you play Giannis tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think the truth is, I think Giannis he'll play every game. There's no doubt. But the medical staff, they definitely, he trusts them, and I think they have input too in terms of just his tendon load and all that stuff. So they're tracking it, but I think going forward, whether Giannis plays, whether Brogdon plays, whether, you know, whoever they're resting or not, I think you have to just know, based on the body of work that we've seen so far, that this team is in an incredible position to be able to, with the record they have, with the health they have, kind of monitor things, because they know that getting to the playoffs healthy, getting to the playoffs fresh is going to be important, because I believe this Bucks team, if they go into the playoffs as the 8 seed, I know they're not, but if they go in as the 8 seed, they are a serious contender to win the championship. And so I think that's why it's important they just monitor things and do what they got to do, because they are a nightmare of a matchup for anybody at any round.
I was just going to say, now, you know, when you talk to the guys the way we had talked to Pat Connaughton, George Hill, I mean, they feel that they're almost unbeatable playing at the Fiserv Forum, which is the reason they want home court. But when George Hill said, when we asked him about goals, he said, we don't have any. Just go out and play hard that day. Coach Budenholzer doesn't really kind of put up on the board, you know, hey, 65 wins or anything like that. He's not that guy. He's kind of been almost what we would consider to be almost laxed in not setting a goal to go out and do this and this and this and this. It's just basically go win today and tomorrow will take care of itself. So with 18 games remaining and sitting at 48 wins, to get to the number one seed, was it 63, 64 wins? You figure pretty much guarantees you're going to have home court advantage?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, knowing that they've played like this at home and they're as confident as they are, I have a lot of trouble thinking that there's any team thinking that they can come and play the Milwaukee Bucks without home court advantage and beat them. And so, you know, I do. I think it's still very important, but I also think that it is exactly what you said. This is a team that has not set major goals for themselves. They are about their systems. And I'm reading this book right now called Atomic Habits. And it actually talks about the San Antonio Spurs, and it talks about systems, the work you put in, not necessarily setting goals, because everybody has the goal to win a championship, but it's the teams that have the right systems, the right work ethic, the right plan in place that actually accomplish those goals. And I think that is exactly who this Bucks team is. And when they say we don't have goals, I think they mean we want to win a championship, but we're more focused on our day-to-day and getting done our system, our work, our improvement. And then at the end of the year, we just might happen to be able to achieve our goal.
Good stuff as always, Steve. Look forward to talking to you again real soon. I know going to be a Fuel Cafe coming up on Wednesday night. Any idea who the guest is going to be yet?
You know, we're talking with a couple guys. We are not sure yet. DJ Wilson is looking like he might be there, so we're just waiting to hear back from him one more time. But there'll be somebody there.
Look forward to joining you soon, buddy. We'll talk soon, okay?
Sounds great. We'll talk to you later.
Appreciate it, pal. There you go. Steve Novak, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin, co-host of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. That is coming up on Wednesday night. Fuel Cafe. Fuel Cafe will be the location, as he said. Not quite sure who the guest is going to be yet, but you're going to find out, I would assume, here in the next 24 hours for sure. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they may get it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.